Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 237 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her self-care, and why it's so critical during the era of COVID-19 and the global pandemic. Wow, this is going to be a solo on my part. I feel it's important for me to reach out to all of you in her podcast land to be able to go over why it's so important, seriously safe, you know, life-savingly helpful for you to be able to wrap your head around what it's going to take to navigate the often treacherous waters that we're already swimming around in with the COVID-19 pandemic. Before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins. This is important that you know about this sponsor because all of us out there need to be taking our vitamins and appropriate supplements to boost our immune function and to stay healthy. And the Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, which have all the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils, are customized just for women. So please, that's an integral piece of your self-care, your multivitamin. You know, if you want to learn more, just run on over to smartypantsvitamins.com. And here's your first reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. You know, I sit here and I listen to all of your feedback. I read it. I want to know what you're thinking and why this is so important to you. I want to know what those inquiries are, those questions, because then I'm going to address them if I haven't already in podcasts in the future. All right. Today, why self-care is critical during COVID-19's pandemic globally. You know, we've been reading so much out there about this, and I want to really make certain that you know that this is a very serious pandemic, that this is a novel virus that our bodies have never had any experience with before. So we need to pay attention, to be mindful, and to listen to the appropriate experts as they speak, and not to spend 24/7 obsessing about, you know, listening to a bunch of politics and craziness around this. Stick to the experts, listen to what they say, take their guidance and their lead, and go with it. The number one person I would recommend is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who you've probably now seen on television and heard his interviews. He is the head of the National Institute of Infectious Disease, probably one of the world's experts in this type of issue. And this is certainly not his first rodeo, since he has been around since HIV first emerged many years ago, and has much experience with MERS and SARS and H1N1. And so here we are with yet another coronavirus pandemic. And he is sound, he uses facts, he's evidence-based, and he calls it straight. He will tell the truth. So please prioritize the time you listen to him. And because I think he's leading us appropriately. You know, many people are asking, well, how can I help myself right now in the face of this real health crisis. Now, remember, keep in mind that we're getting slammed with a double crisis. It's not just health and medicine we're dealing with. Also, it's a financial burden, too. And because of that, we have tremendous mental stress with this. So I'm going to be addressing a number of things you could do to help yourself, every single one of them of which is evidence-based. You know me by now. You know, I come locked and loaded with science, and I want to be able to share that science with you and then give you practical applications so you can now run with it. All right. So there you are. You're pretty much in your own little home lockdown, self-quarantine. You've heard what you need to do, and that is to, more importantly than anything else, socially be very careful about social distancing, no matter what you do. And so if you're living with someone, well, there you have that. But don't ever go into any places now where you have to be very close to people. That's very, very tough, especially after the age of 50 and 60, where you're at much higher risk for contracting the COVID. Now, when I say that, I mean, be strategic about how you go grocery shopping. I would highly recommend wearing gloves. I think that that is important. You know, masks are optional because the grand majority of people either don't have them or don't know how to use them. And quite frankly, we're really not quite sure whether or not that's going to help you anyway. But just know that you've got to protect your immune system. Now, let me address immune system right off the bat. Many people say, well, how do I boost my immune system? How do I keep it strong? And how am I supposed to stay healthy during this whole thing? A little word about the immune system that you really need to hear. Now, as we age, as with everything in the aging process, many of our own innate systems become less efficient. And one of those systems is the immune system. Now, certainly, even as early as the age of 40, we note that there are changes that take place in the immune system that make us less effective at our ability to be able to fend off infections, say, for instance. There's no question that by the time you hit the age of 60 and above, that those changes have increased even further, and that by the time you hit the age of 80, they truly have set in. Now, that being said, I got to tell you something. It's extremely important to know that you can minimize a lot of this if you take really good care of yourself. And if you're healthy, and if you're someone who is eating well, getting physical activity, getting the appropriate of sleep that you need, and doing everything you can humanly possible to maintain and manage better stress levels. Those are absolutely critical things that you need to address. A lot of times people blow this stuff off. I hope you're not. You need this. Now, who's at highest risk for all of this? The people at highest risk right off the bat are people who have immune compromise, which can happen at any age. So that means that if you have some kind of a medical condition, a chronic condition, say, for instance, whether or not you're on any medicines for it or not, you are at higher risk because you don't have that fully functioning immune system that you need to be able to fend off infection. So that's a heads up. Now, it just so happens that as you age, some of that becomes more and more prevalent for a lot of reasons. People pick up chronic conditions. And what are these conditions? What's all that about? Anything, any kind of condition that increases inflammation in the human body depresses immune function, impairs it. That includes, for instance, heart disease, diabetes, and any other disease, cancer, clearly, that will depress immune function. Autoimmune diseases do this. So you've got to be heads up. Now, I also have to tell you that obesity itself is a pro-inflammatory condition. It is oftentimes associated with pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes. And so therefore, and also heart disease. So therefore, if you are obese, then you are at higher risk for the infection. Now, that being said, you know me, I always have a hopeful way to be able to lay down a blueprint and a strategy for addressing all this, because it's never too late to start to turn this around. And when I tell you what to do, all of this will help decrease the total body load of inflammation so that you will be at less risk for developing and contracting the infection. All right. Now, here are elements that I want you to consider. The first one, stay physically active. Moderate level is best. Stay physically active, get up and move. Even if you're in full quarantine, get around, move, stand up, stand in, you know, walk in place, do whatever it takes. You know, it's all right to go outdoors, clearly, and make certain you're in places where you can have big time social distancing, for instance, at a large park, where you don't go near other people and back and forth. But you gotta stay physically active. Why? Because physical activity boosts immune function. We have countless studies that show this. So whatever you do, don't sit around feeling depressed and, oh my gosh, I don't want to move at all. I'm just plastered to my couch or my bed and I'm watching, you know, endless Netflix reruns. Come on. Get up and move. Now, look, you're going to have to develop a new routine and a new normal. Many people are working from home and they've never done that before. Well, don't be whining about the way it used to be. Immediately get there and set up a new normal, a new routine. So now you've got strategies. You get up in the morning, boom, to boom, to boom. Different ways of being able to live and work with it, because it's so terribly important that you do that. Staying physically active is part of that. The next thing is, please get on average 7 hours of restful sleep. Now, you notice I said restful, because sleep deprivation impairs immunity. So, you know, if you're sitting around totally stressed out of your brains, guess what you're not going to do? Sleep. Because I'm actually a stress physiologist, and I'm here to tell you, there's a threshold below which you're able to sleep. The threshold of stress hormone, which is called cortisol. Now, if you're putting yourself in a much better place in terms of stress management, then you're going to be able to achieve restful sleep for the duration. But if you're sitting there in high anxiety, you're not going to be able to achieve that at all. And that's going to erode immune function, and that is never going to work. Okay? Now, the next thing, number three, practice stress resilience. You know, toxic stress is something I started addressing in one of my very first books. When I was really looking at the effect of stress on body fat distribution around the body. Well, let me tell you something. Remember what Charles Darwin said? It's not the strongest who survive. It's not the smartest who survive. It's those who can adapt who survive. Well, you're going to get a PhD in adaptation, trust me, with this COVID-19, because by all reckonings from the top experts in the field, we're in it for the duration. And this may actually last for a matter of months. So you've got to hang in there and adapt as you go along. Show how facile you can be with adapting and adjusting. You know, those are two of my most favorite words to say. A square in it. Adapt and adjust. And then take deep breaths. How else can you practice stress resilience? Any form of meditation. Any form, I don't care what it is, transcendental meditation, mindfulness, just make it happen. Self-reflection, journal. It's so terribly important to soothe yourself in such a healthy way. Use yoga. Good grief. I mean, let's get out, whip out our screens out there and find some really good yoga classes online where you can actually do this at home, unless you already know it, in which case just continue to practice your yoga. Same thing happens with Tai Chi or any kind of martial art that allows you to be able to do mind-body, because it helps strengthen immune function. And at the same time, get out in nature. Nothing in the world is more wonderful the nature to be able to help reduce cortisol levels. Again, this has actually been studied by academics and published. So, you know, if you want to get those cortisol levels under manageable control, all of these things work. Deep breathing, you know, self-dialogue that shows self-compassion, self-forgiveness, empathy. All of these things are important. How else do you practice stress resilience? Connection with other people. Don't stay isolated. For heaven's sake, again, whip out your devices. And you can do your social distancing from 3,000 miles away by FaceTiming with a wonderful friend somewhere. Hop onto a bunch of these communities online that are being established now to help people feel less socially isolated, especially if you live alone and you're feeling such fear and maybe feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, and defeat. Don't go there, because that will then set you up for toxic stress. So be very, very, very careful. All of these things will help us maintain and establish a strong sense of stress resilience. What else can you do? For crying out loud, eat whole foods, especially a load of veggies. Eat whole foods. Avoid processed and fried foods, for heaven's sake. Any of that stuff, you know, it's so interesting. I was at the grocery store when this whole thing started, and I noticed the first things to disappear are pastries and cookies and processed junk, you know, because people are doing what? Well, it's comfort food. I hear you. Remember, I wrote the book called The Hunger Fix, all about addictive eating. And people will, you know, cave to the crave when they're feeling anxiety and fear and stress that's out of control. Don't go there. Why? Because if you eat that processed food and the fried foods, guess what? You increase total body inflammation. What did I tell you about total body inflammation? That impairs immunity. It's the worst thing you could do. Use this this challenge we have right now to cook, to grab whole foods, to concentrate on eating those vegetables, high quality carb, fat, and protein, so that you can indeed boost your immune function. Here's something else. Are you ready? 12-12. Do you hear me? I said 12-12. To eat during 12 hours, don't eat during 12 hours. That's called the circadian rhythm-based eating. If you do that and you stop your little 24/7 nibbling and grabbing food and really having chaotic eating patterns, 12-12 works like a charm. And so during those 12 hours, when you're not eating, your immune system has a chance to do its housekeeping. And during that time, you're going to be increasing the integrity of your immune system. And that's exactly what you want right now. That's what you want. That is the goal. All right. Now, you can also increase this non-feeding time to 14 hours to either, you know, from 12 hours to 13 hours to 14 hours. You can even take it as far as 16 hours. What happens during this, as it were, fasting time, during the non-feeding time? Your body is able to do very complete housekeeping and regeneration. And this is great for the immune function in your body. This is something that has been studied extensively by high-level scientists all over the world. And this circadian rhythm-based eating is probably the best thing for you to start practicing right now. Stop this 24/7 insanity and try to stop your eating no later than 7, certainly not later than 8 o'clock at night, because that's the way to be able to take advantage of all of the optimal times when your body really needs fuel and then needs time for housekeeping. So listen up on those. There's your nutrition piece of that. And beware of comfort eating at this time, because that is not what you want to be doing. Please, I know, it's hard, but I'm warning you ahead of time, turn it inside out, right? This very tough challenge we have, being stuck in our homes back and forth. Learn to cook, become creative with your cooking, and avoid all that processed junk and caving to the craving. You can do this. Stress resilience will help you. By the way, at some point, if you know your vitamin D, as in dog levels, that's very helpful. Ideally, what you want is you want to be able to have your vitamin D levels as close to 40 to 50 nanograms per milliliter as possible if you know your vitamin D. If you don't know what it is right now, why I'm stressing is because vitamin D is absolutely integral to your ability to be able to fight off infection. So take your multiple vitamin depending upon what your vitamin D level is, you may need to be able to take some extra supplement. If you don't know what that is, at least take your vitamin D through your multiple vitamin on a daily basis. And then whenever all of this clears, find out what your vitamin D levels are, because it turns out it's a very important supplement to stay on top of, a little vitamin. And finally, what are immune boosting foods? You ready? How about citrus foods? Citrus foods have what in them? Yep, you got it. Vitamin C, so important. And a lot of these others do too. Here we go. Bell peppers, wonderful. Broccoli, garlic, ginger, spinach, yogurt, almonds, turmeric, green tea, papaya, kiwi, poultry, and sunflower seeds. You heard them all. And what I'm telling you right now is please, 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 when you go to the store, try to prioritize whole foods that include a lot of this too. Make sure you're getting in plenty of fiber on a day-by-day basis. Okay, as I bring this to a close, this is what I want you to do. I want you to just take a very deep breath. Know that you have control over your lifestyle habits. You may have to change how they take place, when they take place, but you have that control. That control gives you hope that you can, on a day-by-day basis, adapt and adjust to whatever's going to be taking place as the news keeps changing, that you can talk to yourself, that you can soothe yourself in a way that's non-self-destructive, that you have a way to be able to know that this is probably not a sprint. This is going to be a marathon for all of us globally. That when we read news, it's very tough sometimes to listen to and to watch. That we could just take a breath and say, I'm doing the absolute best I can. And then honestly, stay connected with like-minded souls. However you want to do that, it doesn't matter. Use as many platforms as possible, but please stay connected. And don't be caving to self-destruction, which includes everything from just falling into deep depression, becoming way over anxious, drinking, popping pills, eating processed food. No. Don't do any of that, because all of that impairs immune function. Instead, stay positive, not happy-wappy positive. I'm just saying stay optimistically realistic and just say, I'm going to do everything in my power to get through this. And listen to the experts. I have two other people for you to listen to in addition to Dr. Anthony Fauci. One is Dr. Peter Hotez, H-O-T-E-Z. He is fabulous. Listen to his podcasts. Listen to when he speaks, because he is an absolute expert, an MD, PhD from Baylor University. And from the University of Minnesota, Michael Osterholm. And that's O-S-T-E-R-H-O-L-M. And he is actually an infectious disease sleuth, someone who has been working with pandemics for many years. And again, he has a pretty good grasp of facts and reality. And so listen to them, avoid all the political stuff, stick to the facts, evidence-based. And you know something? I'm going to be back here again and again with more ways for you to be able to navigate this, manage this pandemic, manage this stress on all of our lives, and help support you and guide you and advise you with evidence-based literature, evidence-based facts. I'm into facts. And that's what's going to get us through this. That and sticking together. You know why? Because we're the Her Podcast, and we have a powerful community out there. And we're going to make this one way or the other. We will get through this. As Robert Frost once said, the way out of this is through this. And that's what we're doing together. Thanks to all of you who are in my Her Podcast community. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Run on over to iTunes right now, rate and review this show. I want to hear your thoughts about my words of wisdom. Meanwhile, follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and please stay safe and stay well.